Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast contains strong language and adult themes from the outset. Angie.
Patty.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we're back.
Can I say... When this goes out, we will have 3 working days left.
3 working days before.
And then we'll have 10 days off work because Ange and I are going... Yeah. I don't think you and I have ever been away for this long together.
Haven't we?
Just us two. What, 6 days?
Oh, yeah. Well, it won't just be us two for the 6 days, yeah, though, will it?
It's Mal and Margs, isn't it? They'll be off doing their own thing.
Yeah, bus tours and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Ange and I, on this time next week, will be flying to Los Angeles.
We'll be, like, you know, 150,000 foot in the air.
Drinking like Prosecco.
Drinking Prosecco. Living our best lives.
Cracking up at people on the plane.
Yes. Eating the food.
Seeing who claps.
Yes. Seeing how many Americans are on the flight.
So what we should let people know is that there will be an episode next week.
Yes. Just a little, probably a little, like, shortened version.
We will be in a business lounge.
We're going to be lounging.
In Heathrow.
Yes.
And we will do a little record. We'll send it down the line to our wonderful producers. And there will be an episode, but it's going to be considerably shorter.
Yes. It'll just be a little sort of soupçon into our travels.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah. So, that'll be next week. So, obviously, it won't be our usual.
No.
But we're going to bring you something.
Something. Do you remember the innuendos and chat-up lines, the candy-based?
Yes. Have we heard from him?
We've had an email from Christopher.
This is amazing. Yeah. I didn't think we'd hear from him.
Well, Christopher has got in touch.
Right. Okay. I am excited.
And he says, "Hi, Ruth and Ange. Here are some confectionery and food-related innuendos and chat-up lines."
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Snickers. I bet you'll have these nuts.
Shit.
Pringles, I'll make you pop till you can't stop.
Equally as shit.
I don't get this one. If you like McCoy's, come check out these big boys. I mean, is it just because it rhymes? Because McCoy's aren't like extra large crisps, are they?
No. That's probably the worst one so far.
You can hula dance in my hoop. I don't get that either.
Well, it's obviously a reference to hula hoops, isn't it?
Yeah, but what is his hoop? His penis? Does he call his penis his hoop?
Maybe he's talking about his bottom.
Oh, maybe.
Mm.
Come and take off my knickknacks. That one's quite good, I think.
I mean, this is not a lot of confectionery. This is more crisp-based.
It's very crispy.
I mean, I think he needs to sort out what his pickup lines are.
And then the final one, also crisp heavy, you can munch my monster.
Oh, Lord. Mm.
Thanks for all the laughs. Keep it up, Chris.
Well, Chris, I have to say, mate, I think you need to do a bit of work on these.
Yeah.
One, they're not confectionery.
No, it's crisp based.
You're doing savoury snack based.
Yeah.
Pickup lines here, not confectionery. So I think you need to sort that out first and foremost. If you're going to say you're doing confectionery, do confectionery.
Yeah, don't. I mean, you should be saying I've got a lot of crisp chat up lines.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, how many did you give us? Five?
Yeah.
Out of the five, I say you got one.
Oh, no, six. Six.
I think you got one fairly okay one in there. About
I don't mind Pringles. I'll make you pop till you can't stop. I don't mind that one. I think two out of the six are good.
What I'm saying is, if Chris or any other human being ever came up to me with those lines, I would literally turn in disgust.
Yeah, I think I'd find the Pringle one funny and the knick-knack one funny.
Yeah.
But other than that.
Yeah. I mean, appreciate the fact that you've gone to those lengths, Chris. So
but
thanks for sending them.
It's great that he got back in touch.
Absolutely, yes. And, you know, if you actually do come up with some confectionery-based ones, obviously send them in. But,
yeah,
so far I think it's a bit poor, to be honest,
Chris.
It's
crisp-based.
Yeah, crisp-based. It's crisp-based. Right, now then, Pats, I think we ought to just do a little challenge patty update.
Thanks so much for listening. This has been a great episode. We'll be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.
This is not...
Oh, look at that. The episode's done. Yeah. It's a really short one this week.
Yeah, no. This is not how you get out of the challenge patty, okay? You thought, there's no episode. There was no episode last week. She's going to forget about that. Well, you can forget it. I have remembered. I have got stats.
You've got stats?
I've got stats, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
So, just as a bit of a refresh for people's memories, we have challenged Patty. I asked for our listeners to send in challenges for Patty because I had done the Get Ready With Me and I'd been to Tesco and PJs. So, the challenges we had for Patty, I then put on the Instagram for a poll. So we could see what people thought was the one. So the options were a live Peloton ride, which got 27% of the vote. 93 people voted for the live Peloton ride.
How much of the vote did it get?
27%. Okay. Then you had drive to a destination without using a sat nav.
Yeah.
Okay. That one also got 27%. 93 votes.
Right.
So your winner for your challenge, Patty, was to take a cold water dip somewhere. That got a whacking 46% of the vote. 158 people said that's what they wanted you to do. So the ball is now firmly in your court, Pats. Obviously, you've got a bit of a hiatus because we are going to be in La La next week. But I think once we get back from there, sunshine, you need to find yourself some cold water.
What about if I splash some cold water over my face?
No.
How?
Not just splashing water on your face.
Oh my god!
No, this is it, right? You can't be coming up with other reasons and excuses or trying to find like another way of doing it, okay? You have to find a cold water of body.
A cold water of body.
A body of cold water.
Yeah.
Okay, and we can maybe find a time that I can come with.
Right.
So I can do some recording evidence.
Yeah.
We'll get you in the cold water and you have to stay in it for like, you know, I don't know, a minute or something.
Okay.
Okay? So that's what's happening.
Okay.
Okay, so get yourself prepped. I might even find the body of cold water for you. Maybe we'll chuck you in the Thames or something.
You find the body of cold... No, I'm not going in the Thames. There's rats and shit in there. That's disgusting. I'm not going in the Thames. I wouldn't even go in the Thames.
Well, there's a very nice lake near me.
Oh, let's go there then. Perfect.
Let's do that.
I'm up for that.
Okay, fine. Yep. So when we get back from La La, we will arrange a time to go to the lake near me.
Do you know what? I'm actually okay with this challenge.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I think it will be quite cold.
I love swimming. I love the water.
Okay.
I've got no problem with being cold.
Okay, fine.
Well, now, then is it a lake you can swim in, though?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Fine, because it's got to be sanitised.
Oh, it is sanitised. It is used for water sports.
Fine. Then that's fine. We'll go
So that. Let's do that.
I'm yeah. well up for that.
Brilliant. Okay, guys.
I wear a t-shirt?
Yes, okay, we will allow a t-shirt.
A swimming costume and a t-shirt, just because yes. nobody really wants to see me in a swimming costume on Instagram, really.
Well, no, don't put yourself down like that, Pats.
I'm not putting myself down. I'm sure there's some chubby chasers out there yeah. that would love to see
you know,
me.
Lizzo.
You know, whipping it off.
Yeah.
Okay, well, look, I'm up for the... I'm actually pleased it's that and not a Peloton.
That's what I thought. I thought, yeah. actually, out of the three,
yeah.
that's probably the one
I think
picked.
I voted for that one.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. I think I did vote for that one, yeah.
Yeah. I voted for the live Peloton.
Did you?
Yes, I did, yes. I would have liked to have seen that.
Well, I hear you had a little trip to Harry Potter World yesterday.
I did, Pats.
Isn't it brilliant?
It was amazing. The thing is, this was for Joel's birthday, which was back in March, and we had our visit there yesterday. So I'm not really a Harry Potter fan.
I know, and it really saddens me.
I know, it saddens my son too.
Yeah.
So for me, I mean, Joel, he just kept saying to me, actually, I'm really embarrassed that you're here. Because I kept having to ask him questions. What's this then?
What?
Because I've seen bits of the films here and there, but I've never seen all of them all the way through. So there were things about it that I didn't really know or understand. I don't know. I can't remember now. Just certain, I don't know, bits of... I knew things like Diagon Alley. I knew that.
Right.
I didn't really know much about the forest bit. Is there
what?
A forest? Forever Forest? Or something? There was big spiders in there.
Yeah, there were... Oh, my God.
Yeah, I didn't really know anything
there were
about
big
that.
Spiders in there. Holy shit. You're an imbecile.
So, but...
What about the bus?
Said,
did you like the bit with the bus? That's cool.
Do you know my favourite bit out of the whole thing what? Was the houses or the house?
Yeah, what's with the, all the letters. The,
yeah. That is amazing. And
did
I
you know
actually,
about that?
Yes, about all the letters. Yes, yeah. I knew
did
that
Did you know
bit.
About the night, the purple bus?
The night bus. Well, yeah. not really.
What about Hogwarts Express? Did you find... I loved that. I think the way that they do that train is amazing.
Yeah. We'd done a bit of that when we were in Universal a few years ago, so we didn't actually do a lot there. But I did... It's so well done and so cleverly put together.
And it's where a lot of it was filmed.
Yes.
Like,
that actually was
much.
Amazing.
Yeah.
yeah. I really did love all that.
When I was walking through, I just remember thinking, like, can you imagine being Daniel Radcliffe?
Oh, I know.
And like yeah. this, that he lived there basically. I mean, I suppose, and
Hermione.
Emma and, Watson and Ron.
Ron Weasley.
I can't remember Ron's name. Shout out to Ron if you're listening. I know you're a big fan. Rupert is
Rupert
Ron.
Grinch.
Rupert.
Is it Rupert Grinch?
Grint, not Grinch.
Rupert Grinch.
But yeah, that. So you just kept asking him questions.
Yes. Yes.
What about Ellen? Did she ask any questions?
Yeah, she didn't. She doesn't really know much about it either. Oh, so, but we did enjoy it. But do you know the thing that I found quite odd? How many?
People
adults were dressed up.
Yeah.
That, I was like, this is weird.
Ange, it is, people are
no,
but die
no.
hard.
Pats, if you're 5 or 10, you can dress up, right?
Right.
If you're fucking 45 in a full Harry Potter outfit, full kit wanker, as we were referring to them yesterday, it is weird. And there were loads of them.
Oh, yeah, there's loads.
There was this one girl, woman.
Yeah.
She was about 6 foot.
Right.
She was really tall, dressed fully in the costume. Weird. Don't you find that weird?
I think each their own.
Well, I found it weird.
There was a girl there when I went, this is straight up truth, who was gone as Hagrid.
No,
and that
no.
was I was like, look, put the cloak on, have a fake wand, all that shit. But she'd like really backcombed her hair. I'm not joking. This is the truth. She had a beard on.
No,
yeah. she had full on gone all out as Hagrid. She was in like you know, like sort of monk's clothes, like really shabby clothes. It was in like a string belt. And I was like, God, that is weird.
It just...
I mean, go as Harry or Hermione or whatever, but, you know, Hagrid.
God. I mean, at least no one was going as Voldemort. I didn't see any
Voldemort. I could go as Hagrid, though.
Oh, we were actually saying that a lot yesterday.
What, that I look like Hagrid?
Oh,
God, you guys are so nice. Fucking hell. All right, little Jimmy Cranky over there. Doing it all the Bertie Big Bollocks, when actually you look like, put a cap on you and you instantly become, not Jeanette Cranky, little Jimmy Cranky.
And you know what? I'm okay with that. So
yeah, because
it's just
better
be okay
than
with being Hagrid.
because at least little Jimmy Cranky is like, oh, that's funny, but also quite cute. She's got the chubby cheeks and the... Hagrid is like, you know, Robbie Coltrane, who, God rest his soul, wasn't the most easy on the eye, had to have 13 million hours of prosthetics to make him look even more ugly. And Ruth, that's who you look like. Of course you're okay with Jeanette Cranky.
Oh, dear. We were obviously only just joking around.
But isn't all the costume and prosthetic stuff amazing?
Oh, it is.
I mean, that, for me, was like, that Hagrid head.
Oh, my God. The whole, all of those, like, the, what are they called? The little, they're not gremlins.
The little, like, yeah, like, Dobby.
Yeah, but what are the ones that work in the bank?
Oh, yeah, in Gringotts Bank. Yeah, I know the guys.
Yes.
I know the ones you mean, yeah. Well, all of those. Think the bank is amazing.
It is. That is very impressive. Yeah. And also the bit with the dragon.
Oh, incredible. So good.
Honestly, it was very... for someone who's not a Harry Potter fan, I was very impressed and
well,
really
now,
enjoyed it.
Try and be Joel.
Oh, I know. Exactly,
because
Pats.
I just walked through it the whole time. Yeah. At points, this is going to, you're going to be like, oh my God, you're ridiculous. But at points, I actually felt quite emotional. So I was like,
this is like the real world.
I absolutely adored those books. Oh yeah. My God, I loved them. I've read them all. I mean, the films were great, don't get me wrong. They're incredible as well. But I just loved the books. They came out at a time when, like, I was just getting into reading and
fantasies.
To walk through it.
Yeah, it is
oh my
very
God,
impressive.
This is where this moment happened in the book, or this is the flying car, or this is the houses. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, it was very, very impressive. Yeah. So yeah, we had a great day. Great day.
So, we're just going to very quickly talk Rise and Fall.
Yes. Obviously, our man Rotty did not win.
But you know what? Rossi loves Eddie.
Oh.
I mean, he loves all of them, but he says Eddie was a deserved winner.
He totally... obviously, we really wanted Rossi to win.
Of course.
We were team Rossi. But because once he'd gone out, Eddie was the one I wanted to win. Because I just think right from the get-go, the way he played that whole game, and actually didn't actually play a game. He was just, he's obviously just a very genuinely good man.
Yeah.
And that shone through in, you know, when he was a grafter and when he went out to be a ruler, he was like, I don't know, just really kept his integrity intact, I felt. And I just was so chuffed that he actually did win it in the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I felt quite sorry for Rossi, though.
I felt like he really went out in a really unfair way.
And I also think, why did no one else stand behind Jack? Because Rossi didn't do anything wrong in there. He was having, you know, I would say I'm friends with Rossi, as are you. Like, we know him.
Yeah.
He was very true to himself.
Yeah. I think it was? It was that, it was losing the 14 grand.
I know, but that was Moses
and
as well.
That wasn't, I know, I'm not saying, it wasn't obviously just him, but I think that's what had stuck in
but and that's why I feel
minds.
It was unfair, because Moses didn't back down either.
No.
They should, like, for him to only have Jack, I mean, Jack did remarkably well.
Oh, amazing.
To only be one brick out.
One brick short, yeah.
I mean, he knew nobody was ever going to win stood next
no.
to Eddie. Eddie
no.
was, like, the moment he stayed to the final and he was still in the red room at the end, I was like, that's it, Eddie. Even when Matt went back up, because I know Matt was really popular as well, seemed like a really nice guy.
Yeah.
But even when he went back up, I was like, nobody's going to get this over Eddie. He has been... Yeah. just so cool the whole way through.
Yeah, he was very, very good. Yeah. Anywho,
what has been getting on those shitting tits of yours?
Right. Now, this has come a bit about from my Harry Potter
day yesterday.
But then when I got thinking about it, I thought, actually, this has been getting on my tits for a while.
Right.
And it was heightened yesterday.
Sure.
The thing that gets on my shitting tits are backpacks.
Wow, that is niche.
I did a funny laugh then, didn't
I? You did.
Because, right, people who have, I think backpacks in general annoy me because people forget they've got it on their back. And then
right,
they
see where this is going.
They turn around, bam,
bam,
whack
straight
you
in the face.
And some of these backpacks are the size of a small child
yeah.
on your back.
Yeah.
Right? And then you got people who suddenly go, oh, I need to get a water bottle out of my backpack. I'm just going to stop right here, take this off my back, sit down, take everything out. You know, I've got to take out 20 other million things to get to the water bottles at the bottom. And they do it in the most ridiculous points. We had it yesterday. We were in a queue, right? Queue to get in. There's a man with a backpack, small backpack, child on his back with about five other kids who are also being very annoying.
Right.
We're in the queue. He then decides, I think one of the kids, I don't know, wanted some sort of like snack or something. So he turns around, whacks the backpack, literally whacked it in my face. Right. Didn't actually even acknowledge he'd whacked it in my face.
Right.
Then literally was like a Mary Poppins bag, pulled out so much shit that's going all over the floor. The queue's moved on. We can't move any further because he's there emptying his child-sized backpack.
Right.
And everything's on the floor. This kid's going mental because it wants some fruit peeler or some shit like that. And I was just like, this is really annoying. Move out of the way. Bring a smaller bag. Get your life together.
And get your kids in order.
Yes. I mean, you could put kids in that mix as well, to be honest.
Well, we've said kids before, haven't
we? Yeah.
What about people who wear backpacks on their front? That's weird, isn't it?
They are another weird breed.
But...
Security.
Not just that. Doesn't annoy people, though, does it?
No, that's true, actually, because at least it's in the front of you.
And
in
if
the
you
front
need to get
you,
something out, you're yeah, right there.
Yeah. They just get on my nerves, backpacks.
Do they? I love a backpack.
Do you know what? I don't think I've ever even owned a backpack in my
two.
Life. I mean, maybe when I was five or something.
Yeah. I don't see you as a backpack kid, though.
No.
Even five-year-old Angie, I don't see as a backpack kid.
No.
You dressed up as little Jimmy Cranky. Yes, backpack all the way. The cap, the blazer.
The backpack.
But yeah, Well, that's where Russell came from, wasn't it, for me?
That is, yeah.
Because I was big in the backpack days. I went through a stage of absolutely adoring backpacks.
You did.
I went through a heavy backpack game.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I loved
it. I mean,
them.
You've even had like flashy backpacks.
Eh?
Flash packs. Didn't one of your backpacks like be a flashy, like a Michael Kors
backpack?
Oh,
I've got a lovely Michael Kors backpack. I'm taking that to Los Angeles.
Oh God.
I'll have me on my back in Los Angeles.
You're going to really look like
Russell. No, because I've got long hair now.
Yeah, that's true.
So I just now look like Hagrid. I mean, I'm really fortunate, aren't I? Cut my hair off. You look like the little boy from the cartoon. Up.
Yeah.
Keep your hair long. Oh, you've got Hagrid vibes. I mean, I'm fucked.
Also, there was a phase where you were a bit like Ursula the Sea Witch.
No, that's only once when I put on an orange lipstick. And I've never done it again in my life.
Well, you had an orange lipstick and then you had a big quiff.
Yeah, and I've never done that again. I had somebody at a makeup counter tell me how much orange undertones look good on my lips. And I was like, no. My sister told me once I look like Ursula. No, get out of my face. But yeah, backpacks. I see why they're
just
very handy, though.
Well, they're not really. They're only handy if you have them on the front. Urban Dictionary.
going to get this urban straight away, but it's funny. Okay. Backseat cooking.
Oh, it's like your backseat drivers, isn't it?
I mean, have you ever been around a backseat cooker?
I think I might be a backseat cooker.
So this is what it says. When you tell someone how to cook something or tell them that they did something wrong when they're cooking,
yeah.
Here's the ditty. Are you going to flip that egg? You're supposed to dice them. No, no. Why are you doing that? They should be scrambled. Okay, mate, stop backseat cooking.
That is me.
That is Mal.
Yeah.
I bet you and Dad...
We'd be in a nightmare together.
Are the worst backseat cookers. Mm. I reckon you say to... I think I can probably do this, actually, now I'm talking about this. Because sometimes I'll say to Matthew, let's have this for dinner. And he'll be like, oh, okay, I'll cook. And I'll sit in the lounge and I'll be like, have you put that mince on yet?
Yeah, see, you are a backseat cooker.
Yeah. Have you... The spaghetti should go on in a minute. That bolognese has been on the hob for quite a while. It's not burning, is it? He's like, Ruth.
I'm in here. Leave me alone.
And actually, Matthew's quite a good cook.
Mm-hmm. Is he probably better than you, do you think?
No, he's not. Oh. But he's very, very, very good.
Mm. Very, very, very
Whereas
good.
I don't think Ian is a very good cook.
Ian's shit.
Yeah.
Ian is shit.
I think Ian does need a backseat cooker with him.
Well, yeah. I mean, actually, do you know what? Now, if I'm not like around or if I'm out or, you know, like next week being away, right?
Yeah, they'll just eat Mackies.
No, I say Nels will be doing most of the cooking next week.
No.
She's 16. Ian, 50.
He's not got a shitting clue about cooking, has he?
Honestly, he is. And he always comes out with this lame excuse. I love the word lame.
Yeah.
Isn't that an underused word?
Yeah, lame.
Lame. He comes out with this lame excuse. The thing is, Ange, if I cook, then I actually don't feel hungry to eat it.
Oh, fuck off, Ian.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you say to Ian, put your shoes on, you might get more fucking productive, mate. Wander around the kitchen talking about Pomodoros and get those
Pomodoros. And make a Pomodoro.
Pomodoro.
Yeah. With your pasta.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I am definitely a backseat cooker.
I reckon Dad could be as well. Mm. And you know what? I reckon, because Mum's a good cook. But Dad thinks he's better.
Oh, 100% Dad thinks he's better.
You think Dad didn't cook a single fucking meal?
No, Dad was Ian.
And Mum cooked about, like you, cooked about 12 different dinners.
Yeah, because we're all fussy arseholes.
Well, we'd eat anything, you and I. It was James.
James, fussy arsehole.
Yeah. We'd be like, yeah,
yeah, we'll have that. Yeah, that's fine.
That. Oh, you'll have to
I don't like that.
Do you remember James never used to eat pizza?
Yeah.
We used to have to smuggle McDonald's into Pizza Hut.
Because he wouldn't eat pizza. Now he fucking lives on caviar.
I thought you were going to say now he lives on Domino's. But he was so fussy.
So fussy. Really,
like
bad.
Ellen. Like Ellen.
Oh, worse than Nell's.
Well, that's saying something because she is fussy as.
She's actually not as bad as she used to be.
Well, it's taken her 16 years.
I'll give her that.
But Dad didn't cook a single meal, yeah?
No.
He was like, let Mum do it. She'd work, cook for him, cook for us three. Never got involved. Now
he thinks he's Gordon bloody Ramsay.
I know. I think Dad thinks he's more Heston Blumenthal than...
He looks Gordon more like Ramsay. Heston.
He does,
doesn't he?
And I think he likes to have the vibe of Heston. Mm. But I can imagine Dad constantly... No, don't put... No.
Mums, what are you doing?
Rest. No, don't put it on there to rest. Wrap it in that foil. What are you doing with those potatoes? Why are you taking them up? I can imagine Dad just all the time.
Oh, you just want to be out of the kitchen. You just wouldn't go in there. You just leave him to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I thought backseat cooking was quite funny.
Backseat
and I would imagine people have got backseat cooking stories, especially when it comes to in-laws.
Oh, hell yes.
So I would love to hear like your Christmas Day
backseat,
you've got your big
lavish
round.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're all at your house, but your mother-in-law's come over and she thinks she's got the upper hand. Or your father-in-law.
Yes.
And so if you've got any backseat cooking stories.
Send them in.
Where you have got severely pissed off.
I wonder how many massive storm outs have been.
Oh, I bet there's been loads.
Yeah. Right.
You
that's
it.
I'm not doing it. Yeah. And then they just storm out.
Yeah.
I actually like doing a storm out sometimes.
Why does that not surprise me?
Have you ever really, I don't know, have you really done a storm out?
Oh, when I was like 13.
Yeah, that's true.
I used to threaten to run away all the time.
You'd storm out a lot, actually, when you were younger.
Yeah, I'd pack a backpack. I remember once I packed a bag. I walked down to the shops near where our parents live. It's about probably like a 10-minute walk. Sat behind the shops for like 15 minutes and then thought, oh my God, it's getting dark. I can't sleep. Because I was like, I'm going to go and sleep down at the shops. I'm going to stay there. And then shat myself and walked home. Obviously, didn't literally shit myself, but I was like terrified. See, but I don't do a storm out now.
See, I think I didn't do storm outs when I was younger, but I do love a storm out now.
Yeah, you've regressed, Anne.
I have, actually, I think.
Yeah, in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Whereas I have matured.
You've grown up.
Yeah, basically. Mm.
Right, now we have to give, I think we have to give a massive shout out here to Laura Levin.
I want to get Laura Levin on.
I think we could get Laura on.
Because she has come up with some of our best content.
Oh my gosh. The dickish behaviours she sends in. I mean, they have made a lot of our eps.
They're amazing.
And we got another one here from Laura who says, people who order fabric swatches and pretend they're Llewellyn Bowen on Instagram. That, my friends, is very dickish behaviour. Why do people do that shit?
Do you know what I find really... You know that new paint company? Is it called Lick?
Lick, yeah.
They send out bits of paper
put on your wall, yeah.
I don't get that.
Well, I do kind of... I mean, I think the thing is, because of the light in your room... So you can like put one of the swatches on your wall, but then you might think, well, actually, it's going to look a different colour over there because of where the light is. So I'll put that one over there, rather than having to paint bits on your wall.
But what it doesn't do is give you this, because it doesn't give you the sense of what it actually looks like flush on the wall. It's a bit. It looks like wallpaper.
Yeah. It's very fashionable now, though, isn't it, Lick?
People are absolutely going shitting crazy for that Lick paint.
Yeah.
People on Instagram, they're like, so I've got this colour, I've got this colour. They zoom out, they've got like 15 different bits of Lick on their wall. All that are like...
basically the same shade.
Yes, yeah. Slightly different, like 1% darker, 0.5% lighter. And the thing is, I'm just really torn between these two, dusky pink and pink dust. I just can't... But, you know, pink dusk is just like that slightly more like sunset, nighttime vibe. Whereas dusky pink is sort of like, you know, you're bright. No, they're exactly
the
same.
Yeah, they're the same. Yeah.
They're the same.
Also, people who, I mean, some people really go to town, don't they? Make like mood boards and shit.
Oh my, I actually quite like a mood board.
What?
I made a mood board for Mum and Dad's current living room decoration.
So you could be Llewellyn Bowen.
Mate,
did you have swatches and Licks and pots of
Llewellyn
paint?
Llewellyn Bowen looks a lot like Hagrid as well.
He does, actually.
I think me and Llewellyn Bowen were separated at birth.
I think that's actually quite accurate.
Yeah. But the fabric swatch thing is interesting, isn't it? Because it's like, do you know, I know that upcycling is really good, but people have gone shitting mad for upcycling
have.
Stuff,
yeah.
Haven't they? I got this chest of drawers, 55p.
Off Facebook Marketplace. That's where it all comes from.
Now, I know when you look at it, half the drawers don't shut. You can see why it only cost me 55p, because half the drawers don't shut. If I turn it round here, there's a massive hole in the side. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to put that hole flush to the wall.
No one will know it's there.
And with the drawers, I don't know why. I think I might just have a drawerless cabinet.
Yes.
I just take the drawers out, sand it down, put shelving in. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah. Oh, people are big into that shit, aren't they?
And then they like buy chairs and stuff, and that's where you get your fabric
swatches.
Your swatches.
Squashing. Yeah. All that swatchy shit.
They like put it on the seat. And it's like, I don't know whether to do this one.
Yeah.
Or whether to do this one.
And do I put this one on the base and then that one on the back?
Yeah. Talking of Llewellyn Bowen, do you remember when people would fucking hate their changing rooms? They were the best one.
They were
there was
brilliant.
One particular one that was Llewellyn Bowen and the woman cried.
They were so brilliant. Because some of those rooms literally went from being okay, pretty average to apps, like someone's vomited on every wall.
Yeah.
They were that bad.
And then Carol Smiley would be like,
Smiley,
open your eyes.
Yeah.
And you could just tell, you instantly knew they hated it.
Oh, shit, this is bad.
And there was this one woman that was like, I hate it, get it out of my house. I can't cope with it. She was like bawling her eyes out. What have you done to that wardrobe? What have you done to that wardrobe?
Also, it's like with those programs, you know, the people who owned the house would give them a brief. You know, this is what I like. I like sort of pastel colours. I like it quite sort of light and airy. I don't want too much going on. You walk into a black room with like glitter everywhere and a chandelier hanging from the ceiling. It would just be the complete opposite to what they asked for.
They'd never stick to the brief.
No.
Lee Evans used to do a really big bit about changing rooms on his stand-up, and he'd be like, they just put MDF everywhere. Fucking MDF. I am MD fucking F. Be like, MDF that. And that was true, wasn't it? So what we're going to do is get some really cheap MDF that will last them about 3 weeks, but it'll look good on the reveal. They're going to fill this room with MDF and then paint it bright blue.
They did MDF the fuck out of everything,
oh,
didn't
my
they?
God. And that's what he does. MDF. Yeah. MDF. I am fucking MDF. But
they were
very
great.
Good.
Very good, Laura. Yeah, I mean, you are on fire, my love.
And I think...
We need to get you on.
We need to get her on.
We need to get Laura on. Just with all her dickish behaviours.
So there will be an ep next week, but it'll be very short, very sweet. It'll be Andrew and I in some swanky lounge drinking a bit of Prosecco.
Yeah.
Having a bit of luncheon.
Yeah.
No, breakfast.
It'll be breakfast, because we fly at lunchtime,
We fly at lunchtime.
Yeah.
So if there's anything you want to send us or anything funny that you've seen, anything, we love it when you get in touch. You can find Andrew and I on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Corden. She's at Ange Corden.
And you can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook and TikTok. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
And we should add YouTube into that.
And the YouTube.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. But Andrew and I will be back with a very different episode next week, helping you to find more of the funny.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.